We're going to read this section in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down? Or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead? What does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. And there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord of all, and is the same Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as we have shared this word that you have given us today, and we have listened to the voice of kids as they have sung, and we have experienced this week, we just wonder, what else is on your plate? What else do you have planned for us? What else is in our future? Lord, let us hear the words of your Spirit as he speaks to us. Let us be ready for whatever you have in a message for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, as you can imagine, this has been quite a week for us here in Mount Air Christian Church, and actually it's been quite a few weeks, because it doesn't happen just this week, right? There's a lot of preparation that goes on, and a lot of planning and a lot of involvement from everyone that is to cooperate and volunteers. And I was pleasantly surprised to see all the folks from Mount Air Christian Church that also volunteer and work through the week, and that is a blessing. And of course, there's a lot of things that happened this week, and all the things that I can mention to you, but I'll keep it brief, because otherwise it'll be a long time here. There's a lot of stories that we could share, a lot of things we saw. The short video that you saw was just part of that. It just captures a few of the moments that were significant. I remember grandmas talking with little ones. I mean, right, Gwen? And sitting there and sharing. It was wonderful. And I have learned also how it is that young men and women, like these folks here from Orlando, Florida, have taken up their time and dedicated time for people who they didn't even know. And they came from Orlando to Denver to give and to announce the Word of God to folks and to kids just because they want it to be part of their lives. But also the adults that have been around here, I just want to thank everybody, and I'm very grateful and blessed for what happened. Now, the text that we just heard, it has some concepts that we need to internalize and that we need to act upon. It's things that are important for us, and they are a state of being, an act, a process. And I'll talk about them in a little bit. Righteousness is one of the first things that Paul mentions in his passage. Righteousness is a state of being, right? And then there's also an act of confession that is being mentioned, and what I call a process of belief. And we will develop a little bit of these three here. Now, as I mentioned, righteousness is a state of being. A state of being which manifests itself explicitly in favor of others. It's a matter of relationship. It's a matter of people connecting with each other. It's a virtue. Being decent is a good thing. Being morally right is a good thing. Those are all good attributes. But imagine you being a very virtuous person and morally right, but living in an island alone. What will that do? See, righteousness is relational. And now I want to ask you, do you understand what righteousness is all about? I think it's hard to understand and grasp this concept, because good, righteous, morally right, those are things that sometimes escape us as human beings. Even though we try, sometimes we have this concept that we have it down, that we have practiced enough, that we really understand this, but then something happens. We don't really catch it all. We don't really grasp the whole concept. Now, confession is interesting because it's an act that translates to an understanding of ourselves, an understanding of who we are. It's an act, the act of confession is recognizing, acknowledging that something is in us, that there's a personal fact that you would prefer to keep hidden. Something that not necessarily you want to let know to others or even to yourself. Confession is usually associated with an act that is morally or legally wrong. By the way, I looked that up in Wikipedia, by the way. Yeah, I didn't know that. So it's something that is personal. And it recognizes a state of being that is flawed, an act that is immoral. Now, if you notice, righteousness is a state of being that is upright, morally right, that we aspire to, we like it, but we don't always obtain it. Now, confession is when you actually realize that you're not righteous. So now, belief is an understanding of an idea or a fact that has come to you somehow. You have come aware of that knowledge some way. And I know that in life we have experiences that allow us to define in our minds and in our thoughts a system that we call a body of knowledge. And we come to faith with a body of knowledge, things that we have learned. So we come to belief. And of course, Paul is talking about Christ. But I don't know if you see what Paul is doing here. Paul is trying to state these terms to put them in front of the Roman people for a reason. You see, when we recognize that we are not righteous in our own efforts, no matter what we do, we then can be open to the work of the Spirit in us. When we recognize in ourselves that we don't get there, excuse me, Then we can be open to God's Spirit leading us and directing us into knowledge, awareness that will empower us to say, yes, Lord, I understand. I don't get it right all the time. And that's when we can confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. I have an experience that happened to me even yesterday. I met Sergio. It was so interesting because we were up in the mountains. We had a day off and we went to Breckenridge, and I like skiing, so I was scoping it out. Never been there. We got up in the mountain and there was this lift that would take you to the highest spot over there. And it so happens that they had it shut down because of rain and all that. But all of a sudden we saw the lift was going up, so we said, okay, now is the time, let's go. And the time that we got there, we found this man, his name is Sergio. And Sergio was there with Carolina. And meeting these guys was one of those events that you can't plan. You cannot lay this out and say, I'm going to meet somebody over there and this will happen. I'll explain. We engaged in conversation. Why? Because they heard us speaking Spanish. I guess Puerto Ricans are loud enough. Yeah. Right? And we're just hablando, ¿no? ¿Qué pasa esto? Look at the mountains, look at this, look at that. And it was like, great. So this man comes up over here from over there down in their ways and says, hey, where are you guys from? Yeah, Puerto Rico. Ah, okay. And we started talking, you know, and then we engaged in a little conversation here and there. And the question asked, so what are you doing here? And I said, well, we're visiting because these guys have been here on mission all week long in VBS, and they wanted to have a day, and we wanted to give them a day off to see the mountains and all this. Oh, so you come from the church? And he smiled. And I said, yes, we come from the church. I'm the pastor of the church. You're the pastor. And he calls up to Carolina. Carolina, he's the pastor. Carolina comes over here with her phone and snaps a picture. I'm like, what? Right? What's going on here? He sends the picture to their pastor in Mexico. Hey, we met this guy here. Strange, right? So we continued to speak. And after a little bit, we went up to walk, and Efrain and Toño were walking up a little ravine over there, and they went with Sergio, and Carolina was with them, takes some pictures, comes back and said, my pastor tells me that I need to ask you to pray for us. Oh? Sure. Sure, we'll pray for you. And then the thing that she said really caught my attention. Yes, you need to pray for us because we are sheep that have been astray. Blew my mind. It just blew my mind. We are sheep that are astray. Now, what kind of confession is that? Guess what? In a moment, Sergio comes down from the hill, and I said, sit down. We started to talk. I started to share with them what had happened in my life and the reason why I love Jesus Christ and what life I had led, what I had been doing before. You know, I have been traveling all over the world. I was a manager and this and that. And why do you think that I am a pastor now? Because I recognize, I know that I don't have it. And no matter what I do and what I'm looking for, I cannot get it with my own efforts. But God has offered it for me.
Amen. Yeah.
God has been the one that has shown me the way.
Amen.
And there now is peace in my life. And he was looking at me and he was crying. And I don't know why. I don't think that those are incredible words. We all know those things. But he was moved in his spirit. Why? Because he knew that he was missing something. Something was happening in his life. And I tell you, I think that only the Holy Spirit can do that.
Amen.
Only the Holy Spirit can work through us, even as we are not doing the things that we think that we need to be doing. He will present opportunities for us. These kids have taken the time to come here just in the hope and in the faith that they will be used by God.
Yes.
And that's because somehow they have realized that they don't have it all, and that God does. You see? Understanding that righteousness is not what we have on our own, but we confess that. And then we give opportunity for this body of knowledge and belief to come to us. And we understand what God is doing at that point. And I tell you, when we were up there with Sergio and Carolina, and we were sitting down, and Kike was there in the table with me, we had church. We had church. Church is not necessarily a building. Church is people that come together and congregate and talk about love, the love of Christ that is working in us. This week, we've had church with the kids, right? We've had church with the kids. Because why? We were talking about that same experience that God is at work. Imagine that. Young men and women. I told them last night, right? Josiah, at 21, you wouldn't find me near a church. Frank knows better too, right? You wouldn't find me in a church. You wouldn't find me doing mission work. You wouldn't find me because I was so self-involved. I was so worried about my own self. I didn't have it right. But God has worked in their lives. Somehow, God has put them here this week to show love to these kids. Now, I do know that the work that they have done is work that has come only through the Holy Spirit. Touching lives of kids, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to see you. Because this was all orchestrated by the Holy Spirit of God. And their work was steeped in prayer. How many times do you guys pray before you come here, right? And you know, Adriana was the director and she directed this whole event in an amazing way. I said, man, you know, they're up in it. You know, they have it. How does that happen? Only through the work of God. Now, what Paul comes and says there is, hey, listen, you know what? You need to understand, you need to know that this act of confession is not because you're Jewish or Greek. It's not because you're American or Puerto Rican or Mexican or this or that. It's because God is present in our lives. It is God that is doing this. And sometimes we put divisions. Sometimes we put these walls because of our own understanding. And we separate ourselves. We categorize, right? Puerto Ricans here, Mexicans here. You see, we are very easy to do that. That's because maybe we don't understand that God is doing work. And what Paul is trying to say to these folks in Romans is, hey, listen, Jewish folks, don't think that just because you're Jews, you have it down. You're not righteous in your own self. God has made you righteous. God has done that in your lives. Hey guys, Greek, don't think that you know it all. You know, because they were, you know, all about knowing and they had all the knowledge in the world. You know that we have a lot of the stuff of the Greeks still in our lives today. That's because they thought that they had enough. But God worked. God worked in their lives. The same Lord, he says, is Lord of all. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. And is generous to all who call on him. We have been, and we're going to be done in about another 20 minutes or so. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Ruth already looked at me like, ooh. You see, we know that this Lord is for all people. We know that this God wants all people. Yes. And we at Mount Air would like to see all people represented here. All people from this community. We want to reach all folks that are around us. We want to be of example to them, be of impact to their lives, touch them with the love of Christ. And he says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So God is here for all of people, all folks. But guess what? God has this thing that he doesn't want to do at all. He has this thing that I don't get, and he wants to use us. Amen. Right? And that's the thing I don't understand. He wants to use us. And through us, he wants to do his work. And this is the part that I really, again, I struggle, because when I was called, I said, but Lord, not me. I don't have this, that, this. You know, I had a whole list already prepared. I'm not ready. I can't do this. And Jose, when he was in our installation, he mentioned it. But look at this guy, right? You know, what? You choose this guy? You see, God is a strange being. He just chooses people that are not necessarily qualified. He chooses folks that are not necessarily all that right, all that good. He chooses us to do that work. And the question is whether we are open to what God is doing. And the question is whether we are those who are going to put our feet on the ground and walk in faith and say, yes, God, we are going to be announcing what you are doing. You see, we are going to confess that you are our Lord. We are going to say it to the world, because the world needs it. The world needs to know, even more now. Because you know what? Nowadays, Christianity is not what it used to be like 40 years ago. Right? We need to announce what God is doing. And it's incredible what he says. But how in the world? That's my translation, by the way. But how in the world are they going to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they going to believe in one whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? I don't know about you, but when I hear these questions, I'm asking them to myself. How? How? How in the world is this world going to know God if we're not there? I want to thank these young lads, gals, amiga, amigos, who have decided months ago that they were going to come here, that they were going to follow a call, maybe that was Pastora Irma, right, who said, hey, I got a place where you can go, you know, where? Denver, my son is there. You know, why would they choose to come here? I have no idea. But they did. You see? They did. Now I wonder, is Mount Air willing? Is Mount Air willing and open to say, yeah, maybe we have to go out to Mount Air Park. Maybe we need to go out to our parking lot and do a celebration over there. Maybe we need to answer a call to go somewhere, to touch someone. How? How? How are they going to believe? How are they going to know? How are they going to proclaim if no one does it? Let us pray. Dear Lord, I'm grateful again that you are here with us. And I'm grateful for your word. How blessed are the feet of those who carry your word. Lord, the dream is that this church will be carriers of your word. The hope is that we continue to do what we're doing and we do more of what you want us to do. And I would like to pray that you would touch us, that you would transform us to be what you want us to be in this world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.